The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Without craftsmanship, inspiration is a mere reed shaken in the wind. Johannes Brahms, German composer and pianist. Ah, yes. The time has come for another Scrap Fest exhibit and auction. You already know the backstory. Teams get 500 pounds of metal out of Friedland's plant and then get 2 weeks to make a sculpture. The sculptures are placed, first, second, third, in people's choice, and then auctioned off. 50% of the proceeds go to the artists, and 50% goes toward the revitalization of Old Town Lansing. What you may or may not be familiar with is the caliber of craftsmanship these sculptures are made with. I'll give you some examples. Lately, I've referred to Ivan Hilaire as Mr. Kinetic. The reason is that every piece he's created for the festival so far has incorporated motion into it. Ivan uses a combination of scrap bicycle parts like chains and other scrap to make beautiful pieces, like a fiddler who appears to play when the wind blows, and a whale that swims when someone turns a crank. This year, Ivan has created a sandhill crane that spreads its wings when someone pulls a lever. It's simply awesome. And then there's Kyle Orr. This is Kyle's first time competing in Scrapfest, and you won't believe what he's made in just 2 weeks. Kyle's sculpture is an incredibly realistic human figure, tied to chains. What's even more compelling is his reasoning for creating the piece. This is how Kyle sees himself, as truly an artist, yet confined by the invisible chains of his day job, something many can relate to. You owe it to yourself to come check out Kyle's work. With every year, I'm stunned at how the quality of artwork in Scrapfest continues to increase. This is the 8th year. I can only imagine what the 9th will look like. Come and see for yourself. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.